Abiyoyo. In the African story, the father is a magician with a wand and the son's a musician playing his flute. That trickster father makes cups disappear so that drinks splash on faces or pants suspend mid-thigh and cups shatter to pack dirt. They're sent away, father and son, both outcasts. Then a giant comes. At this point in the story, I'm thinking of how my child fell from a fence and broke his wrists and no one would help him. I mean, no one was around to help, or they'd fled the scene. My boy, limping home, carrying his own hands like dead fish at his arms. Son and father lure the giant away to the edge of the woods, for it's a story. In stories, giants disappear. Father and son are welcome back, as saviors are. Sunday heard this story a song on Reading Rainbow when he was a boy and had no father, no flute, no magic wand. He bandages our boy's wrists, shows him the scars on his own knees, one in the shape of a hook, a crooked smile. What were you running from, son?